Hey, Kyle.
Hey, not Lincoln.
That's damn right. I'm not Lincoln.
Welcome back, Everett. It's been a while.
It's been a long minute. We were talking about, I think, the last time I actually recorded was Geostorm.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately.
No, well, I take that back.
Geostorm's basically a documentary now, right?
Yeah.
After this year?
That's real life stuff. And Elon Musk is behind the satellites.
He probably is.
I love Elon Musk. He's literally my favorite person now.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. He's Dr. Doom.
I was going to say, he's a mad scientist.
Oh, yeah. He's Dr. Doom that has Twitter and says wild shit. Like, he was talking about anime and, like, building mechs.
He should.
He's so sick. Like, just Gundam Force.
All right, so...
But why are we here?
Everett. So we watched Halloween.
Which Halloween did we watch?
Well, we didn't watch Rob Zombie's Halloween or John Carpenter's Halloween. We watched somebody else's Halloween.
Danny McBride's Halloween.
He wrote it.
He wrote it.
It shows. It makes sense now because there's a lot of comedy. Spoilers start now. You've seen this movie before, by the way.
You have.
This is just Halloween 1 fanfic.
Which, no white horse, so...
No, not that Halloween 1.
No, not that crazy. But, like...
we're going to have to specify which Halloween at all times.
Yeah.
The original Halloween's fanfic.
Yeah.
It's they gender swapped the role, basically. Somebody's like, but what if Jamie Lee Curtis was Michael Myers, and, like, Michael Myers was the babysitter?
Yeah.
And Danny McBride went, perfect!
Perfect.
I got this.
Maybe we'll put it on HBO. Now, I was confused. I learned several things right before we started recording.
Like where this falls in the Halloween franchise?
Yeah, where this, the Halloween-verse? Would be the Hollow-verse?
So, Halloween 2018 is a direct sequel to Halloween 1978.
Yeah. So, no two.
There's no two.
No two.
There's no three, four.
Nope. He's killed five people.
Up through Resurrection. There's no Rob Zombies, Christ, there's no Rob Zombies.
God. And there's no...
I would watch Resurrection on loop before I would watch Rob Zombies again.
Lincoln didn't believe us. He didn't believe
us. He didn't believe me about 2 either. I was like, 2 is worse.
2
is worse. It can't be worse. I'm like, okay. He never believed me.
I've never disliked Resurrection. Like...
Busta Rhymes.
That part is silly, but I mean, as far as like the time period of when the movie was made, it could have been a lot worse.
That's true.
As a horror movie in, what was that, 2003?
Maybe?
2004?
I don't know.
It could have been a lot worse.
You know what would have been funnier, though?
What's that?
Is if at some point Busta Rhymes went, oh, got peanut butter on my penis.
Oh, yeah. I said that all week. I said I got some peanut butter on my penis.
There's a fascination with peanut butter in this movie.
Did they mention it more than that?
Remember the cops in the car later have the big, like, M. Night conversation?
Oh, yeah. Just for no reason. Absolute no
It reminded
reason.
Me of M. Night, like in The Visit or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
When he's there and they're just rambling.
Just bullshitting.
There's more peanut butter there. Is it symbolism?
It feels like filler. A lot
is
of stuff
Is it because
like
Laurie and Michael go together like PB&J?
PB&J. Yeah, they kept talking about peanut butter and jelly. And then what was he talking about? It was some kind of Thai sandwich, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or Vietnamese sandwich.
Yeah, that he put peanut butter and jelly on.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, no, I got made a brownie.
And some pudding.
It's like, what is this?
Yeah, and then stuff started happening. That was in the thick of one of the weirdest plot devices of the whole movie.
It was dumb.
It was dumb as shit.
It made no sense, and then immediately went away.
Because I was super confused. Because with a movie like this, being, you know, a fan service movie.
They even call the Doctor New Loomis.
Yeah. Well, because that was the thing. They, like, at first they had the English guy. He was the reporter.
Oh, the podcasters?
Yeah, the podcasters.
Podcasters that had $3,000 to just give to somebody.
Yeah.
What fucking fantasy world is this?
See, how much do I get paid for my cameo?
I mean,
here?
You can go get some water.
Get some water.
Out of the sink.
Is it... Can I put, like, some lemonade powder in it?
Did you bring lemonade powder?
Oh, it's like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they had traveled from the UK to do a podcast, and then they're just dropping racks to...
Just drilling Jamie Lee about, so you're a terrible mom.
You're a shitty mom. You're crazy.
Why are you doing this?
Well, and so at first I thought, like, and this might sound bad, maybe it's typecasting. No, it's not the word.
You're gonna be racist, aren't you?
I don't think it's racist.
If you don't know, Brexit.
Brexit. No. Since he was English, I was like, okay, is he going to like carry through the movie
as the new Loomis?
As the new Loomis.
No, I got another English guy to do that.
I don't think he was English.
I don't either.
Was he meant to be English?
He had an accent. He had a Loomis accent.
Did he?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if he was just mumbling or if it was supposed to be a straight up Loomis
accent. I think it's supposed to be a Loomis accent. He did a better job with the Loomis accent, though, than the recording they had of Loomis.
Oh, my God. That sucked so bad.
That was terrible.
Which, why couldn't... I feel like they could have just cut and paste... Well, I don't know if they could have, but cut and paste old audio bites.
Or just don't mention Loomis. You could have said, like, oh, he died years ago, and leave it at that.
Yeah. Because at the beginning of the movie, he was kind of a focal point of what they were explaining had happened, and which they didn't do a really good job of.
Do a good job of explaining, of having a plot, this one.
Because wasn't it, like, a third into the movie, that's when they mentioned that he had killed five people?
Yes, after he got out.
Yeah. And I hadn't read anything about the movie. I had seen the first two trailers.
I saw the trailers and I was not excited.
Really?
No, because of the bullshit, the very beginning of the movie. It looks straight out of fucking Rob Zombies. When they go out into the goddamn courtyard and all the mental patients are chained down. And right. Michael's in the middle. That didn't fit this movie. Visually.
No, well, and it didn't go anywhere because
that,
like,
just started the, oh, we're gonna see his face.
Oh my God! The whole
show it straight on, but we see way too much of Michael's face throughout this movie.
Yeah, I was I literally cringed the entire movie because every time they got close to showing his face or hearing him speak, That was the most tense part of the movie
because everybody keeps saying "say something." I'm like, he's gonna fucking talk.
And you can't have him talk.
And Rob Zombie did.
Yeah, but Rob Zombie did.
He does not talk in this.
Doesn't talk. You don't see his face, but
you see it
damn
face.
Near.
You see it.
It's
face.
Either through like two windows.
You
or
see
like,
it from every angle multiple times.
Besides straight on.
He's just an old dude that's got a bum eye from a clothes hanger.
Yep.
I will say I do think they did Michael Myers well in this once he got the mask.
Yeah, I felt that he, between the mask and the, because I think they did a good job, because obviously the mask is a big deal. They did a good job on the mask. It wasn't overly, it wasn't a Rob Zombie mask.
No.
I'm just going to rip on Rob Zombie all the time.
Good.
But it wasn't the Rob Zombie mask that looks like it's been buried for like 50 years, and it's not.
It looks pristine. Like the original mask that's been sitting for 30, 40 years.
So, I feel like the only part that the podcasters played was to be the carrier of the mask. Because he says, hey, I got this from the...
Well, there's a lot of characters that only existed to move the plot forward.
And they didn't even get killed. Not all of them got killed.
No. So, like, big spoiler, the doctor turns on a cop and kills him. And then comically puts on Michael Myers' mask.
Right before it happens, we said, wouldn't it be stupid if he just put on the mask right now?
And he did. And he looked hilarious. But then he immediately dies.
Instantly.
Or no, not...
Well, no, it, then they...
No, he puts Michael in the back seat with the granddaughter, and he's like, we gotta go see Lori. So
I gotta
that,
get him to... Because he wanted to study them. He wanted to study the interaction, because he felt that... And that part... And here's the thing. There was a lot of stuff that was kind of, like, building up to something making sense or being a really good plot device, to where he was like, you know, maybe... Because most of the scenes I felt with Lori in it was... showing that she, was driven to survive and driven to kill Michael.
They drove her to insanity, almost.
Right, which I felt was interesting. And if I cared more about the her daughter...
No, nobody gave a fuck about her.
Yeah, if I had cared more about her...
I didn't care about the granddaughter either.
No. Well, because she kind of drifted in and out.
It's because the movie is set up to, we want to see Lori fight Michael.
Yeah.
But without the doctor taking him there, I don't know that Michael cared about Lori anymore. He was killing indiscriminately.
He was killing random people.
I mean, they set the tone with him. He kills a kid.
He does kill
a kid. The first kill we see is he kills a kid. He strangles and snaps the neck of a child.
Yep.
But then it's just, starting from there, it's just random whoever is closest he kills.
Yeah, because usually he's...
He wasn't, like, making a beeline to the old house.
Yeah, because that's what he usually does, is either go to the house...
He wasn't stalking the granddaughter.
No.
She just happened to be at the party when Michael went to the party and started killing people.
No, he didn't kill him at the party, because they, they had the school dance, and then...
They left the party.
Right, and then he went to the babysitter's house, of course. Which, this movie very much, like, it was Michael plays the hits. Which is, I mean, the kills,
the
I will say
that. The guy stabbed him to the wall, he puts the sheet over the dead girl.
It was, the kills were superb.
They were, great. But you've seen all of them.
Yeah.
In the first movie.
Yeah, all in the first movie. Like, I mean, he stomped a guy's head.
That's the ones you see. A lot of the kills in this are off screen.
Yeah, which was surprising, just because, I mean, a lot of horror movies are pretty...
I did like the way it was shot, though, sometimes. They were long panning shots.
Yep, like especially one of my favorite
ones.
The
hammer?
Yeah, the hammer. Yep.
It followed him, and then he killed her, and then it followed him out.
And you saw her head, yeah.
And then I think it followed him straight out into the next house, right? Or no,
he went outside, and he went in the street, and, like, the couple were getting in the car. And then he ended up going on the other lady's porch, and he, like, again, it was that long pan shot where he walked around the house and then walked inside. And
yeah, I really, really like that.
The only part was that it was very, the shots were great, the kills were great. However, you were following Michael Myers. It was like a day in the life,
yeah,
of Michael Myers, where he was not you weren't following him to his house, you weren't following him to get Lori.
What's what I say is gender swap. He became the main character.
Right.
He became the protagonist, basically.
Which was, it was strange, but I mean.
Because in the final confrontation, Lori mimics all the stuff Michael did in the end. She goes after him in the closet.
She's opening closets.
She disappears after he throws her off the balcony. She appears from the shadow behind him.
Yeah.
She does all the things.
Is the whole point of the movie that, like, kind of like the making of a monster?
Well, who, though? I think, yeah, he drove her to insanity.
Right.
But then they do the stupid with the daughter holding the knife at the end. Right? That's the last shot. They zoom in on her holding the knife.
Which, flashback to...
Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie. And
or,
the
Four?
Four. Four was... That was
and that never
the
went
whole
anywhere.
Plot of the movie.
So I hope this doesn't go anywhere. Especially with the granddaughter, because, like, why? Oh, Lori also was standing outside the school.
Yeah. She did the
show. I'm surprised they didn't do her behind the shrub. Why didn't they do a Lori standing at the shrub scene?
Let me ask you this. Did they walk down the same street, the same sidewalk that they did in the first movie when
Rob Zombie. I don't know.
No, I mean in this one. So, like, the stoner dude's, like, blowing up the pumpkins. Dave.
I remember Dave.
I remember Dave. Because I think
I remember the little kid that she babysit because he's really funny.
He is funny, he's just out of place.
But it needs to stop at a certain point. There is comedy when Michael Myers is trying to kill people.
He's literally baby Chris Rock the whole time. He's oh, you gonna die, Dave? And he just runs out of the house.
And people were laughing at our theater, by the way.
Oh my God.
Was fucking packed, and I don't think they have ever seen a horror movie.
No, they were laughing a lot.
They were laughing. Well, there's a lot of comedy, though.
Yeah.
There was a lot of,
I mean, it's a Danny McBride.
Aww.
When the kid died?
Yeah, aww.
How you gonna kill a kid? I was like, you know. Which, and here's the other interesting part, because when
he didn't kill the baby, though.
He didn't kill the baby.
I thought he was killing that baby.
He didn't kill the baby. Although, the child that he killed was running around with a gun, and
he
shot Loomis.
He did shoot new Loomis.
Like, the first
one. Oh, and he had a comedy thing, too, like, Dad, I just want to dance. He's like, no, we're gonna hunt. He's like, but dance, Dad.
Yeah, the weird footloose.
Dad, see me dance.
I'm really into dancing right now. And then, like, the dad was, like, drunk. And then you don't see it, and that was an off-shot kill.
There's a lot of off-camera ones.
Yeah. I mean, overall, I mean, I think...
The kills are great. I thought Michael was really well done.
Yeah.
I love the music. John Carpenter did the music. It was fucking great.
Yeah, you couldn't mess with that.
It's the plot.
The plot and the character, some of these, the supporting characters that... The boyfriend
that they build up for a long time, and he's a dick to her.
He didn't even die.
And then he just is never seen again in the movie.
No. He's a dick to her, he throws her phone and
he's one of the main kids.
Yeah.
Him and her are the main two kids.
And if they were going to do a remake or kind of following, because a lot of it's following the same plot of the first movie. You would think that the daughter would, you know, that the boyfriend would die, all of her friends would die, which most of her friends die.
Yeah.
Except for the boyfriend. And then, you know, Lori would pass off the torch to the daughter. And you could, with that, you could even have the daughter's mother
die.
Well, not necessarily die. She could kind of take up the crazy mantle of now she's seen the light that the world is dangerous.
Well, that's the big thing, too, is they never believe Lori. She's crazy.
She's a, because she's a doom, basically like a doomsday prepper the whole
so time. Then all of a sudden, Lori just shows up after killing. She goes, hey, it's real. You got to come. And they go, okay.
Yeah, no questions. What? Well, the cops come.
Wouldn't it have been a better character thing if the turning point for the daughter was her mom died? He killed Lori Strode.
But who would hit the kill shot?
The daughter and granddaughter.
Yeah. Because they had more of a connection.
It would be a circular.
That just made me, because you didn't see, you saw a lot of more interaction between Lori and the granddaughter than you ever did between Lori and her daughter.
You know what else you saw a lot of?
What?
Them moving that goddamn island in the kitchen.
No shit. They were getting their money's worth out of the hydraulics on that.
How many times? And it's slow, and you have to see the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, there's a scene. They'll open it, and then you got to watch it close. Then they'll get a gun, and then you got to watch them open it.
Yeah, they kept opening and closing it. Like, they would go down in the basement, and then they would come up from the basement and go down. Like,
and they set up. There's a button for it on a garage door opener that's labeled, and they leave it up top on the kitchen counter. They show them
within
doing this
arm's reach
repeatedly, but they swerved us because Michael did not use the button. He just ripped it out.
He just ripped the island out, which nothing looked like it was that reinforced. But we find out it wasn't supposed to be.
It was not supposed to be reinforced. It would have been nice to see some of that, so it wasn't out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had to have the twist.
Like it was cut. Well, because the mom, because they get out and she pulls a lever and it traps him in the basement.
Yeah.
That's the end. But she goes, it wasn't a cage, it was a trap. That's like a throwback line to something that they never say.
Well, I think they do at one point.
It's implied because Children's Services came and got her when they were a kid.
Well, that, and they kind of, the whole movie, every time they deal with Lori, they say, oh, you're trapping yourself, you're locking yourself off from, you know, the world, and your house has become basically your own cage. Because she has everything reinforced.
You know what I don't get about Lori's motivation, though?
What's that?
I've been dreaming for years for him to get released so I can kill it. He's out. All right, get in the fucking basement. Get in the panic room. She just runs and hides.
Yeah, she runs and hides.
Multiple times. But she'll run and hide just long enough for the thing to close, and then she leaves.
Then she gets out. She gets out. No one else gets out.
Why do they love that mechanic so much on that thing? Like, somebody's real proud of it.
Like I said, I think they paid the prop department. They probably paid for some of those hydraulics, and they were like, we are going to get
so
the use.
Sick of seeing that damn thing. Because
it was slow. It's not like it was a hatch. It's not like it's panic room where the shutter closes. It was like...
That's going to sound great.
Oh, I'm that's sure. going to be sound. That's going to be amazing. You're gonna have to clip that and set it to a button.
Who's clipping what? Who are you talking to right now? Nobody's listening to this.
No one's listening to this.
Yeah, there you go. No Lincoln, I'm out.
No Lincoln, I'm out. Is that the thing? See, I don't know. Maybe since I'm so sporadically on here, maybe it's there's like a top 10.
I've never heard people hate you. I will now that I said that. All the comments are going to be like, Everett sucks.
This guy's a piece of shit.
Which means you're going to be on every fucking episode from now on.
Yeah, buckle up.
We're just going to always talk about Halloween.
You're going to think it's Lincoln. Like, sometimes Lincoln will be here, and you'll start talking, then I'll just start talking. No explanation.
You'll just morph into him. It'll be like Halloween.
Seamless.
Be like, that's what it feels like, Michael.
I can do it. Have I ever done my Lincoln impression for you?
No.
My feet hurt. My back hurts. I'm tired. That's my Lincoln.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
But yeah, overall, I even though the movie was kind of disjointed and the supporting characters didn't really make sense or have a purpose, especially the animal house. I call him Animal House Guy.
Oh yeah,
he's like party boy. He kind of had a cool death, but it was kind of weird.
I liked again the way it was filmed with the motion lights and Michael was in and out. I thought that was really cool. I guess one of my big things is too much comedy.
Too much comedy.
Way too much comedy.
A lot of stuff being said that doesn't matter.
There's a lot of things that are happening that didn't matter, like the new Loomis thing.
New Loomis didn't matter.
What the? Did you just want an excuse to kill him? It's Michael fucking Myers. You don't need an excuse to kill him. Or did you need an excuse to get Michael to Lori's house?
I think that's...
How did new Loomis know where Lori lives?
That's a good question.
Why didn't she home alone the house more? Why were there not booby traps throughout the house?
I was talking about that because it could have been a jigsaw house.
Yeah, I think you would have fucked him up. Not just, we'll lock in here and set you on fire.
Well, but then again, I mean, if you really think back through, again, it's the throwback of the old movies where he never really gets hurt that bad. Like in this movie, he, you know, gets his fingers cut off She shoots him in the shoulder.
They burn him alive. He gets stabbed.
And then that's pretty much it, which the other movies, he got shot. He got his eye poked out.
He got set on fire.
That's what it is. But the one thing, like, even with all things considered, the movie didn't drag. I wasn't bored. I personally didn't expect it to be a new and exciting take on the story, the base story.
Yeah, I just wish it had some more originality to it.
More substance. I wish I'd cared about the people.
Like, they say it's a sequel. It's a remake.
It's a remake.
They swapped roles. And I did like the end of her stalking through the house.
That was
and she had the
really
shutters
good.
In the door.
She was clearing the rooms. Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
That was awesome.
I thought when she's in her mannequin room.
That was probably the most tense part of the movie. Because it's almost like a remake, you're kind of second-guessing the movie the whole time.
Yeah.
And when you're like, okay, so... Because she opens the one set of closets, you're like, okay, he's going
to... And the dad's in there, and she doesn't even bat an eye, which I fucking loved.
She had no time for that dude the whole
time.
I didn't
have time for that dude.
He was... So... To
I got
elaborate,
peanut butter on my penis.
Yeah, he was to elaborate on the peanut butter on the penis. Like, this dude probably had a collective, like, he had a lot of screen time. He only had probably like 15
lines. Oh, and
lines.
I just feel like they were all riffed.
They were all riffed.
Just everybody on set was like, oh, he's so funny.
They could have pulled like a 90s Disney and been like, either the dad divorced the mom, or died and never see him, and I would have been fine with it. Because, like, he just, he was, like, weird comic relief, because he wasn't funny.
No.
He was just, like...
The babysitting kid was the funniest one, but it was too much.
Yeah. And then they had Dave doing the stuff in the garage, but... And that's the thing.
Oh, yeah, with the motorcycle?
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Is that how they thought they built the character development? Was if we laugh at him, we'll care about him? A name.
Maybe.
A name would be a start.
Yeah, because I only remember Dave. I don't even remember the boyfriend. No, it started with something with a C.
Though. It was with a C. I don't remember.
Start naming off C names.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, with a twist.
Oh, gender swap.
Gender swap.
That was foreshadowing.
And then he kissed some no-name tiger lady.
Yeah, and then he threw his girlfriend's phone in.
In the pudding.
Which mess. And then we never saw him again.
Never again. Which, and here's the thing.
It was just a reason for her to not have a phone.
Not have a phone and to leave the party.
Like, you couldn't have just had her be bored and, oh, my phone's dead. I should probably head home.
Yeah, and then they had the part where the weird party boyfriend, who seemed to be mutual friends with the boyfriend and her, he tried to kiss her, but the only thing you had seen him...
And then he goes back to comedy. It's like...
Right back to comedy.
No.
She, like, flips him off, walks away. But again, another reason for her not to be with him and him have this interaction.
I just feel there's better ways.
Yeah. Through dialogue.
Especially when they turn around afterwards and Michael's just standing there. You just like him thinking, he's just watching. He's like, what the fuck?
See, and that's the other thing. Was he following the daughter?
Or was he just
there? Was he just happening to walk through the same yard and was like, oh.
I think he was just happening to walk through. I think he killed indiscriminately. He did not follow or stalk anyone.
No. Well, and to think about it, like, he's been locked up for, what was it?
I mean, when he first tried to kill Lori, he just punched through the door.
Yeah,
really thought for a minute she was just going to die there.
I thought she was going to, like...
People would hate it. I would have loved it.
That would have thrown everything off. Well, because she had the shotgun. I thought she was going to, like, try to shoot
herself through,
you know, to hit him through the door. But then, like, she shoots off his fingers.
Shoots off his fingers, yeah. And then he did the little finger thing for us.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he got me.
Got him.
Fucking Michael.
But, yeah, so, like, and the thing is, like, well, what I was getting at was, You know, so the time span between the first murders and, you know, now, because weren't they talking like 20 or 30 years?
I think they're saying that, yeah, because it's 78, so.
78, yeah, so.
40 years.
40 years. He wouldn't know where Lori lived, because it's not like she was living in the Myers house.
And would he care?
And why would he care? Because he's not.
He just needs to kill.
They also did that, I don't know if you caught that, between some of the dialogue, where they explained, like, you know, Lori's not his sister. I'm they, bad. Like, they literally went through.
They're like, wasn't that his sister? Like, nah, somebody made that up.
Nah, someone made that up.
Thank you.
Yeah, because it's implied, and people have, that's become, like.
I do know, I just had to explain the timeline in the theater to you a little bit, because you kept saying, they're not mentioning Josh Hartnett. Where's Josh Hartnett? You were obsessed with Josh Hartnett.
Well, because the thing I was confused about is...
There's no Paul Rudd in this either.
There's no Paul Rudd. Well, the thing that I was confused about was early on in the movie, they mention, because the podcasters, they're just basically roasting Lori.
I just fucking pure hate.
Just roasting her. Like, here's $3,000. I'm going to tell you. You know what they did? They, not Dr. Drew, Dr. Felder.
They did.
They're like, here's some money. Let me tell you how shitty you are.
Yeah, you need to go talk to Michael.
Yeah, you that's need to get over thinking. This. You need to go talk to Michael. But they mention it there that, you know, you got your daughter taken away. Or what was it? Two failed marriages. You got your daughter, you know, one child that won't talk to you because she got taken away by social services. And a granddaughter. And I was like, wait a second. Didn't she have a son?
It was just an exposition dump.
I was like, well, then that's where I was confused on the timeline, because I was like, wait, she had a son. Josh Hartnett was in one of the movies. Was that H2O?
I think that was H2O. Yeah, because that was the first one she was back in. And then Jamie Lloyd. I mean, you retconned the whole Jamie Lloyd thing.
Yeah, and they just reset everything.
Good.
Which is good. Yeah, it had gone off the rails
quite a bit. They should have had a white horse in it, though.
White horse.
And then killed it. Michael should have killed a white horse.
That would come through, like...
Oh, that would have made me so happy.
I'd look good.
Said, thank you, Danny McBride.
I bet they could have paid Rob Zombie enough for him to be, like, at the truck stop. And people are like, oh, let me get your autograph. And then he just killed Rob Zombie. Rob Zombie would do anything for money.
We've shown, yeah.
You can call him right now.
No, I didn't want a minute.
He'll be here.
I think if you were going to put somebody from his in it, have Scout Taylor Compton or whatever die. You know, the bagel fingerer.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
How do you forget? That's the first time we see her on screen, and she fingers a bagel.
I try to block out that movie as much as possible. It's a daily struggle.
You should watch it again.
No.
It gets worse.
No.
With every viewing.
Every viewing, you find something else that you're just like, why? Yeah, I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it. I didn't love it.
I didn't love it.
Because, like I said, we've seen it before.
Now let me ask you this.
I don't want to see a sequel, which they set up with the breathing at the end of the credits.
We wouldn't want to see a sequel. Let me ask you this. If there was a sequel, which I wouldn't be opposed to, if this was kind of just...
If there's a sequel, Laurie Strode has to die in the first 30 minutes.
Right. That's the thing. If they're going to do a sequel, and that's what the setup was for, it would have to be a movie with much more character development. Laurie would have to die almost instantly. Even if they came back and they showed, like, they're at a funeral opening scene, they're like, yep, she, you know, she just finally gave out, you know. They never, and then a news story where Danny McBride's going to listen to this and just write them, just go take notes. But, you know, then you see it here, a news story, they never found the body of Michael. But, like, if there's character development and I care about the people that are being killed.
That's true.
That wouldn't be horrible.
I just felt this was a nice closure to the story.
If this is the last one, I'm fine with them.
It won't be.
It won't be.
No.
It won't be. But if and I know they will, because this has been doing really well, hasn't it?
Yeah.
People seem to like
it. Well, it's a horror movie on Halloween, and for some reason, they don't realize that's a thing to do. They put them in January, usually, instead.
January and...
like in summer.
June?
Like, why do we get horror movies in October?
You would think, because a lot of movies used to come out that way. And they did a lot better.
Yeah, because that's when people want to watch them. That's why the Paranormal Activities did well.
Saw
was always October. Oh, we didn't get a new Saw this year.
Jigsaw. Buckethead.
Fucking Buckethead. This is better than that.
This is way better than that. Honestly, this has been probably one of the better
Mainstream horror movies we've watched. But I wouldn't say it's great.
No, it's not great.
But it's an, I like, would I enjoy it as much if it would have been an empty theater?
Probably.
I would still would have enjoyed it, but not as much. It's, I, we don't get the audience reactions here.
Right.
And our audience was very vocal. Not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way, no.
They were jumping, they were screaming. Somebody shut the door in the theater and the people behind us flipped the fuck out.
Someone was just like slam. I don't know if they paid someone to just stand there and slam the door, but it was
constant. I don't know, it's like at the perfect times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, they jumped a lot. Yeah. So that, I know the people.
And that was the other thing. I love that it wasn't just a 2-hour-long movie with nothing but jump scares.
No, the only time I think you and I jumped was when she screamed the first time.
Yeah.
That got me pretty
good. That got
good.
Me. I was like, shit.
Somebody just screamed in my ear.
Yeah, that was. Like I said, I didn't hate it. I didn't absolutely love it. It's not like they revolutionized Halloween, but...
No, it's
they shouldn't have. And they don't think they should have.
No, this is... It's a pure nostalgia film. Did a fine job. I mean, it...
Opening it, credits were really good. The pumpkin.
Yeah, it's what it wanted to be. Yeah, all the text was made to look like the original.
Great.
Music was great. I love the camera shots in this. Even if it was a shit movie, I would still love the way it was filmed. Just a lot of long panning shots.
Panning shots that really immerses you a little bit better than it just being stop
shots.
I added
more tension.
Yeah. Because you're like, oh shit, you're actually following, watching something unfold instead of it being a, you know.
And I thought the ending had a lot of tension to it when she's going through the house.
Yeah.
Because you just knew it's a matter of when.
Yeah, and you keep thinking, oh, it's going to be right here. And, you know,
like the mannequin room, it felt like, it's not in a bad way, it felt like she was in there 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, and it was probably not even a 4-minute scene.
Probably not,
scene.
But it feels like it's forever. And it's one of those, it pulls you in. So you're like looking to see if you can see them.
Yeah, you're looking past the mannequins and, you know.
Or I figured they were going to do something lame because it pans past the mannequins every time.
Yeah, I thought like he was going to be there.
One of them is just going to be him.
Yeah. And then she opens the closet next to the dad one. And I was like, okay, Dad, that's going to be in there.
But I liked her first instinct. Like, he lured her to the closet with his blood.
And that was kind of showed a smarter Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad. I don't think that's a bad thing. Like, yeah, he's a killing machine, but...
But he's still a human.
Yeah. And he's someone, if you think about it...
There's no cult anymore in this one. He's just a dude.
And if you think realistically, you've got someone that's been... apparently chained in a courtyard for the last 40 years.
Do you
think
the doctor helped him escape?
Oh, from... I remember you mentioning that. Yes.
I do too.
But it's solely...
He wanted to reunite him.
He wanted to reunite him and study it. But that's solely based on the fact that he said that that was his whole motivation for freeing him. Because there is a little bit of back and forth with the cop when they're trying to find the granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you can't kill the doctors.
Because I did like that the sheriff now was one of the people.
The first responder. That was so cool.
The first responder. So I love that immediately he's like.
We're going to kill him.
Like he, yeah. Like it's Michael Myers. And he told like the comical sheriff.
Yeah. The dude with the cowboy hat. I fucking hated him. He did not make any sense whatsoever.
He's a terrible actor too.
He was awful. He was all. He made no sense.
It's like he really wanted to be Terry Crews.
Really bad. I think he's a comedian. I think I've seen him before.
Not a good one.
No. But to give you an idea, this is a... You assume... Because where does this take place at?
Haddonfield, Illinois.
Haddonfield, Illinois. For some reason, there's this like... you know who he reminded me of? Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
Dennis Hopper?
Not necessarily Dennis Hopper. The other guy that he was kind of like, I'm a funny Texas cop. He wasn't the Marsh. It wasn't Dennis Hopper.
I just recently watched that shit show of a movie.
Did you see it on Hulu?
Yes, I think we saw it on Hulu.
They didn't curate it bad this year.
Yeah.
But no, it was like it definitely doesn't make sense now, but he appears to be a marshal of some sort, I would assume, because he's got a
cowboy
hat on. He disappears. You never see him again, and
he's
in Illinois.
He's straight like out of Texas.
Exactly, and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, he's not the sheriff, because the sheriff is the cop that was
the first responder.
When they go, it's Michael Myers.
Hawkins was that guy's name.
How do you fucking know that?
Because I kept thinking about, this is going to be a weird association.
Stranger Things. It's not a weird association.
Hopper.
Hawkins. Yeah.
Hawkins. Okay. I don't know why.
Right. I didn't even know he had a name.
The guy was just strange and
I just like that you had people that's like, oh, he's out? we're going to kill this motherfucker. And they're like, no, we got to arrest him. And she was like, no, fuck you.
Nah, we're going to kill him.
I'm murdering
the
son of a
bitch. Then the Loomis, the new Loomis is like, no, you can't kill him. He's my patient. So, and then he talks about it later, you know, about him wanting to study this. So, yeah, I think he played a part. I wouldn't have minded them do even a flashback to that.
Yeah.
To kind of show what happened, because all you see is, because Lori's all tooled up about him getting transferred, which she finds out from the podcast people. They leave, they have this caravan, they have this bus, leave the whatever facility he's at. She pounds some airport liquor and, like, freaks out in her
get
truck.
Get a full bottle, dude.
Get a full bottle, yeah. Who sprung for the...
You're having a fucking breakdown. Don't go get the sample bottles at the goddamn liquor store.
And they take off. Then they have a completely nonsense scene at the restaurant where Lori comes in and throws a fit.
I think that's character development.
That's the thing. That's what it was.
That was the best interaction with the family. Because it was the only interaction with the family.
See, I thought the football field one was really good with the daughter.
With the daughter, but that...
With the family as a whole. The
family, yeah. So you see, so got to see the dynamic of the granddaughter loves her, the mom, like, I don't know. And then the dad's like, waka waka.
Waka waka. I did peyote.
Oh, yeah.
They also kept the annoying thing about the mother, Lori's daughter. I wish I knew these people's names.
Judy Greer.
Yes, Judy Greer. You have a good actress.
That does nothing.
She did nothing. She kept talking about...
Well, she has their one-liner at the end. Which...
Gotcha. What was it? Gotcha, motherfucker, or something?
She just said, gotcha.
Gotcha.
Because Michael knew she's going to shoot him.
Yeah.
So she's like, Mom, I can't do it. And he's like, haha, my opening. And turns the corner and she shoots him. I like that, but it would have meant more if maybe there's a flashback to her as a kid and she couldn't.
Which they did.
She didn't want to shoot the guns.
Right. And they did show the gun, like the rifle with her initials on it.
Yeah.
The one annoying thing with her, besides the fact that you have a good actress that didn't do anything, she just kept saying, that's my childhood.
Yeah.
Every time they were around, like, if Lori was like, yo, y'all are gonna die.
That's my childhood.
This is bad.
Yeah, the granddaughter's like, coming. What's that, Mom? She goes, that's my childhood. That's my
childhood. And you're like,
stop fucking.
You saw three scenes of her, like, practicing shooting and
then get taken away.
Digging out what appeared to all be a finished basement anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were. It was like the Hannibal Lecter pit.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what it was that's what it looked like when they were building it, but it looked like a basement to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
So what do you want to give Halloween?
It's been a while. So what is it, out of 5 or out of 10?
It's whatever you want it to be.
If we're doing it out of 10,
okay.
I'm going to go out of 10 because I think this is a complicated one. I think I'd say probably 7.
7? See, I'm going to go like a 6.2.
6.2.
So I enjoyed it, but I saw most of it.
Do you
the
feel
new like, stuff they added I didn't think was very good.
Do you feel like you enjoyed it mostly because it was Halloween, or that parts of it were really good?
I think I enjoyed it mostly because the last time we saw Halloween
was Rob Zombie.
I mean, if you look, the last 4, you had H2O, Resurrection, and Rob Zombies 2. So to see it go back to its roots, I was that...
Yeah, it felt good.
It's good, and I think that's what people want. I think that's why it's doing well.
Yeah, I mean, it's... If I were...
They retconned it and took it back.
It could have been worse. It could have been really bad.
Oh my god, he could have talked.
Yeah?
It could have been far
could have been that one Hellraiser movie. What was that?
Which one? Do you know how many bad Hellraiser movies there are?
Was it Resurrection?
They're not all Resurrection. There's Bloodline. There's a lot.
There was one that was basically Blade. Like, I feel like Blade and Hellraiser, those two movies, which they probably came out around the same time now that I think about it. I think they were sharing footage.
I guess Halloween 2 could have been like, speaking of Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, it could have just been a comedy.
Could have been. Which was ridiculous.
I did not enjoy that
movie. You didn't like it?
No.
If you look at it as just comedy, then it's not. It's like a B movie.
Leatherface.
I know. The first part where he's in the back of the truck is like the best part.
Yeah, because it's the only part that's like somewhat not comedy.
Yeah. Well, the first part's comedy because he's wearing the weird costume that it makes him... He's already supposed to be this huge person. They had, like, it made him taller. And he just, like, walk in the back of the and he cuts him.
That's true, yeah. So, yeah, I didn't hate Halloween.
That wasn't bad.
I just don't know how to end this.
Well, next time, you have to deal with Lincoln.
Oh, I got peanut butter on my penis.
Oh, me too.
Oh, crap.
Say something, Mike. Say something!
My feet hurt. My back hurts. I'm tired.